This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And... yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Which is kind of funny. It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. That's the news. Stephen Colbert has been canceled, but it's not really Stephen Colbert has been canceled. It's The Late Show has been canceled. Tim Graham is joining us on the line. He's the executive editor for the Media Research Center's Newsbusters. Tim, thanks for making the time on a Friday afternoon.
Sure.
So this is big news, but it's one of those kind of things of, did anybody have a heads up that this was coming?
I don't know. You know, sometimes when you think about how he had this supposedly brave speech about how CBS shouldn't have caved in the lawsuit, and then they love this now. The leftists are all like, oh, he's being silenced for being a dissident. It would make you think that he had some idea, but it looks very much like this is an economic sinkhole for CBS. They have 200 employees, this show.
Wow.
And it's apparently they're losing $40 million a year on it.
$40 million?
That's what the reports say. So, yeah, it would make sense to go,
Yeah. I mean,
stations run reruns.
No kidding. I had no idea that the show had that many employees.
Yeah.
I did see some stuff of, you know, because Fox News is always talking about how Greg Gutfeld has the best ratings in late night, which, while I understand that, he's on at 9, they're on at 10:30. So it's not exactly apples to apples, but they talked about the fact that they have, like, a staff of 20, but I had no idea, a staff of 200. No wonder you're not making money.
Yes, and it does seem weirder in the central time zone. Out here, it's 10 and 11:30, so they both feel more like late night.
Right.
But, yeah, there's no question. You know, Greg Gutfeld has something unique, and Colbert is like Kimmel, is like John Oliver, is like, you know what I mean? They're all kind of clony.
Do you think these other guys are going to pick up Colbert's audience, or do you think that audience is just going to fade away and go to other stuff?
Well, I mean... Sometimes you wonder, Jimmy Kimmel, he should have gone first, because he was the guy that said, if you're a Republican, I don't want you watching my show.
Right.
So, I mean, that's part of the problem, is that, yes, these shows are very narrowly tailored to a half of America at best. So, I mean, I think they all have to look at what they're doing and whether it's still worth it.
Do you think it really says more about how we're watching television today and the fact that that late night audience isn't the must watch TV that you used to have with Carson and Leno and David Letterman and all those folks?
Yes. I mean, this is one of those things you could take sort of the politics out of it for a second and say, recently we saw this stat where it said almost half of television viewing now is on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Broadcast and cable together combined are like the same amount as the people watching on streaming. Now, maybe some people are watching Colbert on streaming, but it just shows you. Television is just different now.
I'm curious as to where this is going to go for late night TV, where these guys are going to be. Was Colbert the top of Kimmel and Fallon and him? Who was the top rating company or top rated show of all those?
Well, of course, Gutfeld is the number one.
Right, but I mean of those three.
I'm guessing Colbert's number two. You know what's funny, though, is like, again, if you look at the Colbert guest list, there are so many elected Democrats on that show. I said it feels more like Democrat hour than a comedy hour.
It does.
And of course, we've done the same while studying the jokes that these shows use, and they're just so much more likely to joke about the Republicans, Trump in particular. They don't make fun of Nancy Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren on these shows.
No, it's not equal. That's for sure. And it's one of those kind of, we were talking about it earlier today. It's not even so much that they just pound on Trump all the time. They're not funny. Like, I can appreciate the fact, like Sean Hannity was talking about the other day, I'm the butt of jokes of Jon Stewart and a bunch of these other people. But he goes, I laugh because their jokes are funny. This guy, he's not even funny.
Yeah, I think the exception here is Jimmy Fallon. That even if you don't think he's funny, he's trying to be funny.
Right.
He has more of a we kid because we love sort of sound. It doesn't come across as red hot hate like it does with Kimmel or Colbert.
It's one of those kind of things where you start seeing where they're cutting the entire thing. And they're going something different, which makes all of us ask the question, okay, what are you going to put on there? Is this going to be a game show? Like, are we going to have Match Game 72 coming back with Gene Rayburn, and they're going to be showing that at 10:30 at night?
Well, they do have a version of Match Game coming back on ABC. Of course, they had a couple of seasons hosted by Alec Baldwin, so they can't use him anymore.
But it was actually a decent show. I watched it enjoyed it.
CBS put on what started as sort of a game show called After Midnight. No, was it After Midnight? Anyway, Taylor Tomlinson, who is produced by Colbert's team, they canceled her show first. That was less of a surprise because people just weren't watching that. And I think they pitched that at the younger generation, and it didn't click probably because the younger generation isn't watching broadcast TV. My son is 35, and he's like, I don't watch broadcast TV. I don't listen to radio. Uh-oh.
Hey, tell him never say that again. Well,
yeah.
So I have three kids, 30, 28, 22, and I would tell you none of them watch regular broadcast TV. They all stream everything. I mean, we have moved to an on-demand world, let's be honest. We want to watch what we want, when we want, where we want, how we want. And this appointment TV is not something that we do anymore. I mean, my wife and I even watch, like, I'm one of those crazy people. I like reality TV, so Big Brother's on, so we're watching Big Brother, right? But we don't want to watch the commercials. So we'll wait until the show's been on for a half hour, 45 minutes or so.
Yep.
And then we'll go back and we'll catch up and we'll just stream through it. Boom, 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 and get to it. I mean, American Idol, I tape American Idol and I watch a two-hour show in 20 minutes. It's just kind of where we are. Do you think that's where we're going as a society? We're going to be going to this streaming world?
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely what we do. Yeah, this is what the older generation does. We DVR it and watch it a half an hour later and zip through the commercials.
Yeah. How do you think this cutting of NPR and PBS, how do you think that's going to play out? Or do you think it's going to have an effect at all on how we use media?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I don't think it's going to affect the level of, like, pro-Democrat, anti-Republican bias. I don't think they're going to change. They've been under threat all year, and they never changed. If anything, they doubled down. So I don't think that's going to change. Look, they're going to lose something like 15 to 20%. I think a lot of stations are going to lose 15 to 20% of their budget. They're not going to go under, but they're just going to have to run leaner. And they might turn out meaner.
Well, I could see them being angry and trying to get a little more revenge. I mean, if you're cutting that out, it does make perfect sense for them to say, okay, you cut my funding. So if you're going to cut my funding, I'm just going to turn around and run straight at you and not even pretend to cover it up.
Well, and you know, my answer to that, of course, is I listen to National Public Radio in my car like an old person, and it's awful. It's awful now. I mean, it can't really get much worse. You know, I've been at this for 36 years going after PBS and NPR that our tax dollars, conservative tax dollars, are going for us to get kicked in the keister. So that's very exciting that they finally said, let's not do that anymore. That may not be the end of federal funding, but it certainly is the end of federal funding for now. So we'll take that victory. Nobody expects that we're going to be able to make them change, but we are always in there trying to tell people, here's the outrageous thing they did last night.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to say, look, if you're going to go ahead and just attack us and you're going to be one-sided, that's fine. You go ahead and do that. We believe in your right, and we support your right to be able to do that. We're just not going to pay for it.
That's it. That's pretty much it. You know, and these networks have all this infrastructure. They have the nicest equipment in radio. In most markets, they're going to have the nicest equipment, the newest equipment, the most state-of-the-art equipment, because they're federally funded. So they're not going to suffer there if they don't have money. They're just going to have trouble probably paying everybody's salary. So we'll see how it turns out for them. I don't expect the product to change much.
Who do you expect to get fired next on late night TV?
Well, of course, I'm rooting for Kimmel. Because he is the nastiest of the ones that are remaining. And Seth Meyers probably has lower standards because he's on it even an hour later.
He's cheaper,
I would think.
Yeah.
You know, these guys,
funny.
I mean, Jon Stewart in his heyday was making like over $30 million a year.
Wow. Phew. You know what? Jon Stewart was funny, though. And I don't agree with his politics, but I thought he was funny. And I appreciated his humor. The one thing I would say about Kimmel is I miss The Man Show. He was actually funny on The Man Show.
Yes. And this is the funny part, is you could tell that Jon Stewart was trying to get funny, because when John Oliver got his own show, not funny. Samantha Bee got her own show, really not funny.
Now, that is funny. That is Tim Graham. He's the executive editor of Media Research Center's Newsbusters. Man, we appreciate your time on a Friday afternoon. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Tim. He's watching whatever he wants right now, because we're not paying for it. You got to love that. Hey, we've been talking about the fact Savannah Bananas are in town. Jane just ran out of here, and she is on her way down to go watch that. There's a lot of stuff that you can be a part of this weekend with Savannah Bananas, whether or not you're at the ballpark or not. But we're going to talk with Vicki Bryant. She is the VP of Special Events of the St. Louis Cardinals. She is at the ballpark. She's going to give us a little look-see into what's going on down there. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.